All right, and once again, as previously stated, we are so happy this morning to have Sister Mary Gutierrez, who's going to be speaking to us. We love and appreciate Sister Mary and her family. God has done great things in her and her family's lives. We just had a powerful testimony here recently from her daughter, Gina. We know God is working in her grandkids, in Skyly and Thomas, who was just baptized recently also. And the list just goes on and on. And this morning, as I spoke to Sister Mary, she said that she really has some things she wants to share. She wants to make sure that she comes through loud and clear. Brother Vic, if you need to get on the line and tell me, Sister Mary, we don't hear you very good. Just do it, Brother Vic, because I want to make sure everyone hears what I have to say. We appreciate that sincerity, Sister Mary. With that said, I'm going to turn it over to you now, Sister.
Thank you, Brother Vic. Praise the Lord, everybody. First of all, I can't get on here without saying how awesome church was on Wednesday. It was so emotional. It was so good seeing my pastor, his wife, and all the people that were there. It was, for me, it was just very emotional seeing everybody still pressing on, still going on. So today I just wanted to say something that had happened 2 weeks ago. I have been asking God, what am I going to say? And as I prayed every day, this just came to my mind. So this is what I'm going to talk about. 2 weeks ago, we were at my daughter Nicole's house. There was like 12 of us. And we stayed there all day. And then towards the end of the day, we all had a... her husband, Jared, did a fire, so we all got chairs, and we all sat around the fire. And as we sat there, the flames were going up really high, and we were just, all of us were just quiet looking at it. And I came up, and I said, if God was to come right now, that would be an awesome thing. I said, some of us would go to heaven and have a great time with God, and some of us, who knows what would happen. And they all just looked, because in that section that we had, there were sinners that weren't baptized, there were backsliders, and there were people that were on fire for God. And as we were all there, I looked at everyone and I said, we all know that we want to go to heaven to see our Maker, to see our God. I said, but if you could go to heaven and just talk to anyone else, what person would you choose to talk to or just to comment or say anything? And my son, Furley, he said, I would want to talk to Cain and Abel. And, of course, we asked why. He said, I want to know why Cain did that to Abel. I want to know, after everything they had, why would he turn on his brother? So we all just listened. And then Carolyn, which is Johnny's wife, she said, Furley's a backslider. Carolyn's someone that hasn't gotten baptized but knows God's ways. She said, I would want to talk to Eve. And we all said, why would you want to talk to Eve? And she said, because I want to know why Eve did what she did. Why did she go and do what she did and got her husband involved? Why would she do that? And then we all just listened. And then Justin, he said, I would want to talk to Saul. I would want to ask Saul. God gave you everything. You had an anointing, but yet you disobeyed God. And because you disobeyed God one time, you lost God's anointing. What made you do that? Why would you do that? And we all listened. And then I said a name, and two other people, Justin, said, yes, me too. And his wife, Jaden, said, I would want to talk to that person too. And to me, the person that I wanted to talk to would be King David. Because to me, King David was something special for me. King David did a lot of things that were not right. King David was a murderer. He talked to people to put that man in the front line, so he committed for other people to be and do his wrong. King David committed adultery. King David was a liar. King David did a lot of things. But King David knew when they went and told him what he did, he knew how to repent. He knew how to repent, and he did. But King David still had to pay consequences for what he did. King David lost his child that he had with Bathsheba, and that was painful, just to think that you have to lose your child. King David had to run in the wilderness and be out there for many, many days because Saul was out to get him. That must have been horrible. You read all his psalms when he was out there. King David had all his children turn against him. I could imagine how he would have felt knowing that all his children were doing wrong and wanted to hurt him. But through all this, God had said that David had a heart after God. He had a heart after spiritual things. David repented, God forgave him, and David went on to be a great king. David is my hero. And what I want to say with this, David knew how to worship God after. There's a psalm that says, I think it's Psalm 51, of how David repented and the things that he told God to forgive him. He worshiped God after, and God blessed him. But what I want to say is, I look at my church, my pastor. He's the one that guides me. He's the one that helps me, him and his wife. I am just someone there that he guides and helps when I need it. But I look around the church and I look at, I have four people that I look at. And they're the only four that God brought to my mind. I don't sit next to these people. I don't constantly talk to these people. I hardly ever go up to them. But when I look at them, I feel it. Number one is Brother Art and Sister Lisa. I hardly ever talk to them. But when Brother Art got up there and gave his testimony twice, I said, God, he's a hero. A hero is somebody you admire. A hero is somebody that has courage. A hero is somebody that you know would help anybody. And to me, with his testimony and his wife having to go through what she went through, they're my heroes. I've never told them that, but they are. Another person is Jeff Baker. When I heard his testimony, it did something to me to know that at a young age, he went through everything he went. But if I look at him now, he still praises God. He still loves God. He's my hero. I look at Sister Jessica. Her testimony just hit me to know that she was sick. She felt like she was dying, but she still went to church. She continued. And right now, she's a great woman of God. She's my hero. And my last one is Miriam Lopez. I hardly ever talk to her, but her testimony, what she went through with her father from the very beginning as she was a child, and I look at her still standing there. I see her up there singing. I see her up there praying for people. I see her, and she looks like, this is Sister Miriam. She doesn't have no family here, but look at her. She's my hero. And I just want to say, brothers and sisters, I love you all. And we got to continue to keep going. Then I have three people that are my personal heroes. One of them is my daughter, Nancy. She was backslid for many years, many, many years. She's on fire for God. She's been in church for a whole year. I never knew how God would bring her back. I never knew what God was going to do for her to bring her back. We don't know how God's going to bring our children back. But we just got to continue to pray and tell God to do it at His time. She's on fire for God, and I love her so much. She's my hero. I got my daughter, Nicole, who's another one of my heroes. Everything she's been through, everything that's happened to her, she's still on fire for God. She still loves God. She's my strong rock, because whenever I need anything, she don't even know, I call her, and there she is giving me advice regarding God. She's my hero. And another hero is my daughter, Gina. Everybody knows her story. Everybody knows what she went through with her children. But now, like Pastor said, there's a change in her. I see how she loves the people in our church, how she prays with them, how she's made very good friends with people that she needed to be around. She's my hero. I just want to say, brothers and sisters, we all have heroes, our personal heroes, but we all have heroes in church. We got to continue loving God, praising God, and be like David. Have a heart after God. Because you know what? Somebody is looking at you, and you're their hero. I know none of these four people that I mentioned would have even thought that I would have said their name. But they're my heroes. And I have many more there, but we all have to serve God. We all have to do what Pastor says, and we all have to be in one mind and one accord. That's all I have to say, and I love you all. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sister Mary. Thank you for this powerful, powerful testimony and devotion. At the beginning, Sister Mary reminded us that we have to be ready. We need to be ready when the Lord comes, church. And also she talked about heroes and boy, maybe there's some people that we might think, well, I would never see them as a hero in my mind, but in the minds of other people, they are a hero. And everyone that Sister Mary mentioned this morning is a hero. The Lord has rescued them, saved them, and God is working in all of our lives. Church, I wrote this down, let's always have a heart that is tender and repentant. Sister Mary brought up some great points this morning. We need to have a heart after God's own heart. Again, thank you, Sister Mary, for this powerful message this morning. Church, why don't we just thank God for what we've heard this morning and ask the Lord to just bless and put this deep in our spirits and our minds, everything that Sister Mary has spoken this morning. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you for the sincere and genuine testimony and devotion that Sister Mary has offered to us from her heart, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God, to allow it to penetrate into our spirit and that we be thinking and meditating upon this all day, Lord Jesus. Help us to have a heart after your own heart, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And Sister Mary, once again, thank you. Thank you for this powerful message this morning. Church, we want to remind you to return at this same conference call line at 7:15 p.m. We are going to be hearing some exciting Spanish testimonies which will be translated. Praise God. With that said, we will see you all tonight. God bless all of you.